After a while, after a beautiful festival of caresses, already more accustomed to the joy of reunion, I returned to this reality, and it occurred to me to think of our friend. I had forgotten that he too existed. "Where is Amy?" I asked her in vain, without remembering about the audiophones. She looked at me surpassed and said, "Zenfeger," or something like that. Then I remembered about the small translator device she also, and we began to laugh. For the first time I realized that her voice was very nice and deep. "I do not understand you at all, Vinka, but the sounds you say seems very beautiful to me. Speak please," I said to her. I believe that somehow she understood my idea, because she started talking. Meanwhile I listened to her enchanted, as some strange spell was cast on me. I wanted to close my eyes and simply hear forever this sound, which felt like singing music coming from her heart. "Enough of prohibited romances, pair of sins," joked Tammy, smiling with happiness. The beloved white figure came walking towards us. He also spoke in Vinka's language, should have said more or less the same. My heart jumped in my chest to see him approaching, cheerful and bright as always. I started standing to greet him and give him my love. Then I noticed that he was little shorter than before, or that I had grown a lot in recent months. I had to stoop a little to embrace him. Vinka remained sitting on the grass, very content. It was a warm and happy reunion. Amy put the headphones while saying, "You must be feeling very nice to see yourself much taller than I, right, Pedro?" "No, Amy. Okay, I do not dislike, but you do not feel bad because of that? Not so much as you are going to dislike when you see Vinka." I did not understand what he meant. I observed my beautiful soulmate and did not find anything out of place in her. "When I see Vinka. But I already saw her and she has nothing odd." "Show your feet, Vinka," he asked. When she did so I was frozen. Since we had not been together standing up until that moment, but kneeling or lying on the grass, I did not notice that she too had grown, but much more than I, that now I was coming only up until her nose. I felt terribly bad. I did not expect that. I thought that she would be shocked, disappointed, that she would stop loving me and things like that. I looked towards the floor as she hugged me with tenderness and kissed me on the cheek, having to crouch a little of course. Those not evolved only look at the external, the appearance of things, super from optical racism, said Amy, laughing with his baby laughter. "Do not worry, Pedro, I love you as always. You know that ours will be far beyond the appearance," Vinka was trying to reassure me.
Yes, I know, but it must have been an unpleasant surprise for you."
"It was no surprise," intervened Amy, "because when we came back here I warned him that you had not grown so much like her, and he said that nothing mattered to him, although I had to transport you in a bag. Ha ha ha. And it is true, Pedro, although you were of the size of my thumb, I could not stop loving you with all my soul, and that you know, but the difference in height is not much to create problems for you. Also, Amy says that you have to grow a lot still. Maybe in the future, provided that you do not grow even more than I do. But now what? Do you think it's not much difference even though I barely reach your nose?
Exactly where your hair hits your forehead, said Amy. But how did you accomplish so much?
You blended into your hair and seemed shorter than you are now, but if you put your hair to one side, I'm right. I realized that it was true. I was slightly curved. I squared myself and saw that the difference was not so great. She happily hugged me. Her warm look made me feel there was no reason to be concerned. I recovered confidence in myself, took Vinka by the belt and pulled out a voice of an old movie which says, "It is true, baby, even if you are a little bit taller, I am your tough little man. Be careful with me, baby." Vinka and I laughed at me as well, although later he said, "I hope you do not take such prehistoric machismo seriously. It was only a prank, Amy." "I know, but do not forget that machismo only has any sense in the world that still live in cave state, where muscles and size matter a lot to survive. That perhaps it is convenient that the man is much strong and taller than the woman for reasons of protection, but as your planets are already overcoming this old notion and..." It seemed to me that Amy did not know thoroughly my plate or the humanity that inhabits it, because here a good statue and good muscles are very important for a man, as is intelligence or money, and the girls agree with this in general. Vinka also seemed confused and interrupted our little friend,
In Gear the Terrace dominate us Ami and we submit to them because they are more stronger than us the Swammers and you say that our worlds are overcoming this stage. I do not understand. You have overcome it no? To you it is not important that Pedro is much shorter than you. Is it not? Right in my case yes it is so but the vast majority. Never let the beliefs of the majority guide you Vinca but let your heart and your intelligence guide you because many a times people copy the thoughts of others for fear of being different or because they have not reached within themselves to see what they really feel like and deep inside they may be thinking like you and only miss listening to your opinion to strengthen their own and then later support you. His words were interesting. He continued explaining to my partner. And if you have a good idea necessary for all but you do not have the courage to express it then that good idea will never disseminate or will become a reality and all will be lost thanks to your fear said Ami staring at us with a smile in addition you will not learn that you were not the only one who thought differently. I think you are right Amit but only in part because since I met you and visited the wonderful world of Ophir and other evolved worlds it seems too absurd and cruel that this planet has so much suffering when everything could be fixed easily with a little bit of goodwill, but now I realize that this is simply an idea which makes me look like a madman. For this reason I do not touch on this topic with anybody anymore. And the same thing happens to me with so many other thoughts so at the end of I close my mouth and try to act and think like everyone else although it is not true although it hurts me. I understand Pedrito. As we all act like you silencing our true feelings you believe to be the only one to think differently and fear that you will be laughed at or that you will be angered upon. That or that they will give me a beating. Ami laughed later continued explaining. In spite of what it seems like I recommend that you try to be yourself every time you can that you try to express with serenity and respect without offending or attacking what you really feel about everything when your thoughts are illuminated by the wisdom of love and you will be surprised the amount of people that will agree with you really because our worlds are changing. Still the matter seemed more theoretical than real to me. If I say whatever I think. No I would not like to be a martyr Amit I do not like to suffer. What happens is that you ignore the change that is beginning. Many souls now prefer to live a little more in agreement with what is natural and true. Vinca remained full of doubts. I do not see that people are very different Ami. In my planet they all behave more or less the same young and old. There are some good people but in general the superficiality the egos and the materialism dominates. Not sure if the earth is the same Pedro. It is the same Vinca. Ami gasped deeply smiled and said, they behave more or less the same because they have to follow the current imposed by the old systems that guide the life in your worlds, systems that do not have a great consideration or respect towards human beings or towards life in general. These systems are not based in love but in the material, and as everything that is not based on love cannot produce happiness the vast majority is not happy but believers that the issue is inevitable and closes the mouth. And this way it adds up and continues and nothing changes or nothing changed I better say because things are changing now. Many people have started to change and that is felt in the ambience. You should join this positive current to give it more strength. Do not forget to protect the good and life is to protect yourselves. I do not remember exactly everything he told us but it ended up convincing us. From now on we were going to try to be more sincere and not hide our feelings or thoughts and not just in the books what we had to write. But do not live angry with the world kids he said smiling with joy don't look only at the dark side because the shadows are less abundant than the light. We looked round us the eatery of that morning of summer in the forest now completely cleared and with a bright sun made us understand that it is true that one should not pay their attention only to the negative because the positive is much more. A fresh breeze perfumed with flowers pines and eucalyptus was caressing our faces. Ami decided to sit cross-legged on the grass. We did the same. I see you very satisfied kids you seem happy to have met again. Is it not? He asked us with naughty happiness. Happy we said. Then you realize that you did not have to do so much drama in my ship in the previous trip when you had to say goodbye. Is it not? We looked at each other with some embarrassment. He was right we should not have done a rebellious mutiny to see if we could avoid our separation. We were again united. Now the past seemed to be only a fleeting dream. It is true. We were fools. Bravo, I am pleased that you recognize it, so you will not do any scandal when the time to separate comes again today. What a day itself we separate! We exclaimed loudly, embracing each other while he was laughing at us. The useless displays of affection again. His words made me realize that ours was not any useless displays, instead was a great love, and it seemed too cruel to not be with her more than a few hours a year. I was going to tell him this, but Vinka was already expressing the same. Love is not any senility, Ami, and much less of the soulmates like ours. That is why it causes us pain to know that we will have to separate again. I understand you kids, the separation hurts you because you have not yet learned to enjoy the meetings beyond the physical bodies. What a shame. His words reminded me that I always felt Vinka's presence inside me, and that many nights I was imagining that I was beside her. These imaginary encounters were so intense that it seemed that we were really united. I told this to Ami. On hearing it, Vinka said that she had experienced the same, and that she too felt that we were united in reality in such moments. You were really united, not with your material bodies but with your souls. Certainly, I said, but it is not the same. True love is a matter of souls, not bodies. That is why the effects that rely on physical forms are transitory. A few wrinkles appear, a few kilos more or less, and there is no love anymore. This is not love, it is a magnetic attraction based on the external without any depth or strength. But for the true love, the stature does not exist, neither age nor appearance. It is a matter of soul to soul. Love is the energy that emanates from the other, because this energy is the sum of everything that this person is internally. For such kind of feeling there exists no distances nor time. Such love does not extinguish even with death. She looked at me with wet eyes of emotion. We both knew that Ami was talking about a love like the one that united us. We hugged and caressed again. That made us enter again in that timeless dimension which made us forget the rest of the world. I do not know how many minutes later Ami spoke with certain irony, "To be honest, this chapter of the soap opera is a bit longer." Those words made us return to the present with some shame, but on having observed my dear friend, I noticed that in spite of his smile, which was apparently witty, he could not conceal the emotion in his eyes. "It is true, Pedro," he said, receiving my thoughts, "that useless display of affection emits such a vibration that it can wake a petrified tree, ha ha ha." Suddenly we observed that there were many colorful butterflies fluttering over there. "And did you notice also that the birds are singing more joyfully, Pedro?" I paid attention and responded that it was true. It seemed that the whole forest was singing and dancing a concert of colors, birds, insects and flowers dedicated to our happiness. Provoked by our happiness, clearly. "How fantastic!" we exclaimed, observing in fascination the cheerful bustle that surrounded us while remained seated on the grass. "It is the high vibration that you radiate. They already know that love is a much higher energy of the universe. This way you are the ones who generate the music that is causing all this luminous dance." Vinka came to a conclusion, "Then love attracts and produces joy. Of course. All creatures tend toward their origin, universal love. That's all there is. And also because of this, the opposite of love creates distance. The way I understand this is that disagreeable people don't radiate love, because they cannot or do not want to open their heart." "Well, let's us go to the ship," he said, standing up, manipulating the remote control of his ship. "To the secret of Krato." The yellow light wrapped us all three. I looked up. There was the majestic cosmic vehicle visible just for us. Beautiful, magical. Revolved placidly and slowly. It was a little tilted, much higher than the tops of the pine trees. Brilliant reflections of the sun were flashing on its metallic silver body. I understood that Ami had come in another ship this time, because it had a winged heart underneath. "This UFO is the same as the previous one," I said. "No, Pedro. Inside it looks the same as the other, but it has more technological resources and it is of a bigger size. You are going to see." With great joy I let myself be lifted up without any fear this time. I was transforming into a champion in the field of space. It is not a boasting, but for presumption. The more famous astronauts compared with me have seen nothing. The fact of floating in the air without having any sensation of gravity in the body gives me great joy. I took a glance during the ascension and saw the ocean stark blue and resplendent, the forests down there, the spa, my house. I stretched out my arms to feel like a liberated bird. This was much more fun than any game in an amusement park and much safer as well. When I went inside the ship and it closed the platform that slipped under my feet, I was recovering slowly my weight. As before, I was excited to be stepping on the soft and fluffy carpet in the reception area. Then we entered the command room. I observed that this was much bigger ship than the earlier one. Also, the ceiling was very high. An adult can stand perfectly here, but not in the other. I looked through the windows and saw the plaza, the hall of video games. Then I remembered about AMI on the screens of the machines. What a good prank that was, AMI, I said, knowing that he would have already taken a peek into my mind. Vinko asked what it was. I explained her everything and she found it very funny. I did it to announce my arrival and also that some of those poor guys, the more addicted ones, get discouraged and think about something else and can enjoy their time at least for a few hours instead of spending it behind a depressing video screen. I thought that he was being like my grandma and he of course perceived that. He began to laugh and said, "She is right. Those who put their initials in the first position are the dumbest of all, not only because they lose the most money and time, but also because such games tend to distort the mind. There the boys have to kill and destroy incessantly, and that leaves traces that distort their vision of life and reverberates in their behavior. Apart from the appalling and unnatural sounds that their eardrum have to endure for hours. Poor boys. I, being also addicted to a certain extent to video games, tried to explain him and Vinko about the emotions which exist there. Everything is a question of worlds of ambiences," said the little extraterrestrial. "In the world of thieves, the one who robs the most is considered to be the most intelligent, but in my world he is an idiot just like whoever puts his initials on top of those lists, and what exist there are not emotions, Pedro, but simply activities of the ego." Vinko approached me and wrapped me with her arms. Then I felt that AMI was right, that the topic of videos was a stupidity and it was not worth talking about it compared with what the proximity of Vinko was producing in me. These are what emotions are, pronounced AMI. And I learnt that he was right, and I also thought that it is very easy to understand that when one's loved one is present like Vinko in this moment, but when one is alone and far from love. "Love is always nearby," said AMI, "even when we do not have anybody beside us." I thought that sounded very nice and in some way it had to be true, but I told him that for me it was almost impossible to be happy being away from Vinko. And she said that it was the same with her. What happens is that when you are alone you close your hearts to the magic of life, the wonder that encloses each moment, and you forget to enjoy the existence. Is this how they say, "I don't want to be happy until he or she is beside me"? Does it not seem silly to choose sadness rather than joy? Vinko had another view of the subject. "It is not a matter of choosing sadness. Sadness comes on its own when the beloved is not. You choose that the sadness comes on its own when the beloved is not," he said laughing. "While others choose to be happy always alone or with another. The wise depend on nothing to be happy, have no addiction of any sorts." Addictions? Certainly depending too much on the presence of the other, whether is it of the soulmate, mother, son, aunt, friend, cat or favorite worm, can become an addiction, and addictions enslave and take away the freedom of the soul, and without freedom of the soul there cannot be true happiness. "Love is an addiction?" I asked, very confused. "No, but depending on the other person for happiness, yes, that is. But that is how love is, AMI," said Vinko. Our little friend did not agree. "That is attachment, addiction and dependence. True love is to give, is to be happy with the happiness of your loved one without forcing them to be next to us all the time, without any possessiveness. But you are very young still to understand certain things, and I suspect that so many readers as well are so." Vinko was very persistent and her love for me is very strong, so she ignored the warning of the little white being about the attachment and said, "AMI, I know that we are always united with Pedro, that we can connect our spirits with his spirit in spite of tremendous distance which separates us, but it is not the same as being together physically. When there is a beloved like him, it becomes necessary to see him, to caress him, to talk. That is why I am going to ask a question to you, very important. Is there any way we cannot be separated anymore? My heart lit me of hope in a second, but Ami saw us with eyes almost sad and sighed with resignation. Do not think about it, guys. We both lowered our gaze with a certain hopelessness. I will not cheat you. It is mathematically impossible that you can live together, totally impossible until you become adults. Why, Ami? Because you are still children, that is why I depend on older people. And to live united you would have to abandon your world and go to another planet, is it not? Yes. And to be able to make that transfer, the galactic authorities will ask me the authorization of the person or person who is going to be responsible for the child who is going to be transferred. Eh. The authorities above are just as bureaucratic as those below. I protested. As above, so below, says an axiom. It is true, but there are some differences. In your worlds, only the documents are counted, while above the soul is counted. The galactic authorities consider someone responsible for a child who loves the child the most, regardless of surnames, blood, or papers. Ah, that is much more justified. In your case, Pedro would be you, Granny, who would have to be granted authority. No, because he does not love you much. Go on, I said. We put up with one another. And in my case, Ami? Asked Vinka. It would be your aunt Clocka, but as she has recently married Gora and as he feels a lot of love for you, it turns out that your new uncle also would have to be given authorization. Do you think they can get these permissions? Listening to it, my spirit came into my feet. Having to convince all this crowd. But later I remember that it is enough for only one of us to obtain the authorization. Only one permission is necessary, Ami, I said, trying to be optimistic. And if Vinka cannot obtain hers, can you come to live in Kia? I was anxious because I understood immediately that I cannot leave my grandma alone even if she gives me permission. I love her very much and that would cause me pain. But Vinka was more enthusiastic. I believe that my aunt will have no problem to let go of me, because since she got married she does not even remember that I exist, and my new uncle, yes, that is more difficult. Uncle Gora is attached to a sense of responsibility. He is attached to me, says that he wants to give me a formal education, moral and things of that sort. Watches my studies and my schedule much more than Aunt Clocka. Maybe if we do not tell him the entire truth. They need to know the entire truth, Vinka. It is question of affection, of love, and what else did we say is love? Love is God. We answered merrily, recalling the previous lessons. Very well. Then they will realize that in the domains of God there can be no dishonesty, so that the authorization is obtained in a very clean form. And now that you love one another, I'm telling you that there may still be mistakes and difficulties in the relationship, and once a wrongdoing is committed, that love no longer sacred. When love is tainted with falsehoods, deception or treacheries, God withdraws and stops delivering the magic, the grace that offers happiness. He observed us with the look of an accomplice. I suppose that you have already realized that love produces happiness, does it not? We looked at each other, smiled and said that this is one great truth. But just some lie, any deception or concealment, and a relationship which was wonderful transforms into something vulgar, full of friction and dissatisfaction. The repairs are difficult and leave footprints. This is the result of combing dishonesty with love, thus tarnishing God. Go on. Regrettably, humans do not always remember that love is a divine gift, that it is a magical presence of God in their lives, and that it must be respected and taken care of. I had not seen that with much clarity until that moment, nor is it taught in the school. Therefore I thanked God in silence for his presence in our lives and decided to never be dishonest with Vinka, in order to not tarnish God and to not lose happiness that our love offered us. I think that I knew it by intuition, Ami. But returning to the subject of authorization, I cannot explain to my uncle that I am going to another world with a being from another planet. He is firmly convinced that only in Kia there is an intelligent life. Semi-intelligent, rather, just like on the Earth. Where there is intelligence there is no suffering, said Ami smilingly. I was more interested in our problems. We have to try to convince Vinka's uncle, there is no other way, I expressed with firmness. It is useless, Pedro. Before coming, I made a psychological study with the help of a very advanced computer, and the result says that is it impossible that Gora is going to grant authorization. He is going to as closed as a mule. It does not interest me to know that he is a mule, but we have to try. Or die, said Vinka, hugging me in tears, which made my tears to surface. Either together or die, I said with great vehemence and emotion. What a soap opera, exclaimed Ami between laughs. But are you really willing to tussle in this way? He asked. Totally, we responded. Well, that changes a bit the things, because when two people in love decide to fight, there develops a force very strong, is the force of love. We began to see a small light in our souls. The scientific studies affirm that it is impossible that Gora is going to yield, but now that you are determined to give a battle to death so dramatically, then we will struggle thoroughly. Empirical evidence has less of an impact than he does to move the stars, and this state of being is reaching up through our faith, and it seems to me that you have it, because love is more elevated form of faith. Listening to those words made us feel elevated with joy and hope. Surely we have it, good, magnificent, that offers us a small possibility. Nothing is going to be easy. Do not be in an illusion thinking that it is going to be very easy and fast, but we will fight, he said, adjusting the controls, and the ship became to move, then looked at us with great enthusiasm and exclaimed, let us go and convince Vinka's uncle, kids. Let's go. We started to laugh with joy and enthusiasm. Behind the glass appeared a white mist that indicated that we are leaving the space zero time dimension, which is usual for us, and that meant that we were going far away. Spaceship headed towards gear. There are no enemy ships in sight, joked Tammy, speaking through a microphone. I too had seen those movies, he added. We are going to Vinka's house, right? We will leave the difficult part for later. First we are going to visit Krato, and later we will see that ugly and difficult matter. Great, I exclaimed happily, because the old Krato was very funny and I had come to feel a great affection for him. Vinka also was very happy. How nice to be back to Krato, to his bug called Trask. It is kind of a very large dog which the old man had, and looked more like an ostrich with very long neck and face of a cat, but with wool instead of hair. Then I remembered that Vinka, like almost everyone in Kew, ate the meat of some friendly aquatic animals, terrestrial and flying, called garibolls, and I joked with her. But I am not going to eat meat of garibolo like others. I said, looking at her accusingly. She laughed and looked at me in the same way while saying, others that are not as sadistic as to eat. How do you call those beautiful animals that you eat? Sheep. But I have not done it again in all this time. Do you already not eat meat, Pedrito? Fabulous, exclaimed Ami. Well, so as not to eat anything from. Nothing which comes from dead animal? Asked laughingly the child of the stars. Vinka wanted to defend herself. My aunt Clorkid does not know how to prepare vegetarian food, and much less now that she has married a Terry who eats only meat and that. I was petrified on hearing that. What? Your uncle is a Terry? Yes, Pedro. That means that we have to talk to a Terry? I exclaimed, filled with terror and surprise. Fear, because for me the gorilla's Terris was more beasts than humans. How were we going to convince him? And surprise, because I, though the two species humans of Kia, the swamps like Vinka, and on the other side the gigantic and furry Terris, were enemy species and incompatible, and now am I told that they marry between themselves, and much less that family of Vinka. In Kia there are many marriages between swamps and Terry, explained Ami. I thought they were mortal enemies. And we are but at the level of human species. Ami explained, here, is it as if they were two rival countries? Sometimes love can be more powerful than grudges, and it forms couples of those countries. Right. On a personal level we tolerate at times going so far as to arise friendship, fondness and love in some cases. That is why there are some marriages between Terris and Swarmers. I realized that it was similar to what is happening in my world in some countries where racial conflicts exist, but then we are all of the same species, in Kia number. And what about the children? If then can have children, I mean, yes they can, and sometimes swammers come out, sometimes Terris. My surprise was increasing. So there are Terry women who have swammer children? Vinkel explained to me the strange things of her world as if they were very normal. Naturally, Pedrito, I am also a productive one of such marriages because my mother was Swam while my father was Terry, but they died in a war when I was a baby, and my aunt Clock, who adopted me, who is a Swammer, and she ended up marrying a Terry. She is madly in love with him and no longer remember me and neither wants me.